Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some funny.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
We are back again. It is the 1st of December, Aaron.
And weirder than ever.
And I'm Craig.
Hey, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Craig.
And happy to be here.
And he's Aaron.
Yeah.
It's the 1st of December.
Yeah.
2017. You know what time it is?
What time it is?
Your favorite time of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Christmas time.
It's the most miserable time.
No, it's not. I say
of the. You know, I was by your house earlier this week.
Why were you by my house?
Tree. You got tree, you got lights, you got stars,
you got
decorations.
All that.
All over the place.
And I got a little trick I can do now. I can tell my Echo Dot.
You're right.
To turn my lights off and on. And she'll turn the Christmas tree on. She'll turn the Christmas tree off. She'll turn the front lights on the porch on. They'll turn them off. She's helpful. She's
really?
Like a helpful little elf.
We've got a story about
She's
her.
She's not like you, like an angry little elf.
I think we got a story in the next episode or two. We had so many stories for this episode, we had to carry some over, by the way.
Well, you carried them. I didn't want to carry anything.
Lots of weirdness.
I don't like to be handed stuff.
It's the weirdness. There's weirdness going around.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Hey, what can we expect in this episode?
Hey, you know what? We're going to hear about a truck that was stolen, then it was returned, and then it was stolen again.
Well, that's sad. And we're going to talk about don't selfie with a hand grenade.
We shouldn't do anything with a hand grenade unless you're planning on throwing it.
Right.
And then we're going to talk about a fight at work.
Oh, we've talked about that
a lot. We're not going to talk about a fight we had at work.
We're going to talk about your group, the Flat Earthers.
And whatever. And my favorite, I'm glad they didn't shut down recently, Manson Donuts.
And more. And lots more, including, Craig, a special holiday version of the Top 10 list, since it is December.
It is indeed.
And one more thing. And
one more
Craig,
thing. Craig,
We had a review. Well, not really a
we
review.
We had a review.
Not really a review. But we had a comment, a nice comment on the
nice,
Facebook.
And it comes from Jonathan Duke.
What a nice guy.
Would you like to read it?
He said, "Hey guys, just dropping by to let y'all know that I enjoy the podcast. It's great to listen on my 3-hour drives." Wonder where he's going.
He just drives for 3 hours at a time.
He just likes to keep his car in use.
Right. He wants to keep it well-maintained.
He also
conditioned.
He is starting to get his work partners hooked on the show. That's big. That's what we need.
Yeah,
that's number one.
Yeah, if we had all of his work partners hooked, we'd have like 4 users or listeners. I keep saying users. Why do I say that all the time?
I don't know, because we want to be an addiction.
Because we're a gateway drug.
Yes, we're
to
a
podcasting.
Gateway. We're a gateway audio. We're ear candy.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, have you
we've got faces made for podcasting.
Who's got it? You got tonight's top story. Tonight's top story.
Top story.
Calgary couple's truck stolen, returned with full gas tank, then stolen again.
Wait a minute. That's not the top story. Top story is supposed to be Auburn wins the Iron Bowl, heads to the SEC championship. Did I not print that right?
Is there a cricket sound on your soundboard over there?
Okay, go ahead with
your... A Calgary couple has been left without their truck and keys and without a clue as to why someone would steal their vehicle twice in one day.
So they're thinking that the same person... stole their truck.
I don't claim to know what they're thinking.
Well, they said, why would someone steal their vehicle twice in one day?
Maybe somebody else stole it later.
But they're acting like it's the same person. They said maybe someone stole it.
I got past the first sentence, we'll know more.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Sunday got off to a bad start for Jade and Jesse Stevens. First, they found out that their van, which had been parked outside their Queensland home, had been broken into. After they returned from a quick shopping trip at around 12:30 p.m., they realized that their Dodge Ram 2500 was missing.
Somebody's messing with their vehicles.
It was just unreal, Jesse said on Monday at his Queensland home.
Where's Queensland?
It sounds like Australia, but I don't know if it is or not.
Calgary. Calgary. It's in the first sentence.
I'm sorry. You're right. It is in Calgary. My bad. You're bad, really.
So you need to do a Canadian accent, eh?
No, I can't do that, eh? I couldn't believe that someone actually took it, eh? And then I thought that someone obviously watched us and waited for us to leave and then drove away in the truck, eh?
Beauty.
Had all my beer in the back of it, eh? Making matters worse, the truck was stolen with a set of keys the culprit swiped earlier from breaking into their van. So
had
he got
my toque.
The van.
Had my toque in the glove box.
I just care about the beer, eh? So he got their keys out of the car that he took, the van he took earlier.
He was having some back bacon. That's my Canadian accent.
You about done with it? Take off. During the afternoon, the couple went out to have the locks changed on their homes and detached garage to prevent any further break-ins. Around 8 p.m., a neighbor alerted Jesse that he saw brake lights in the alley. The two men rushed out to see what was going on, only to discover that the truck has been returned, but it looked like someone was still in it.
Oh, scary. Scary.
Just an outline. What if it was like the Jeepers Creeper guy?
Yeah, like, and you could see like the exhaust coming out of the tailpipe, and you could barely see the guy because it's floating up the back window.
But it was the Jeepers Creeper guy. Anyway.
His truck was pretty cool.
Yeah, he had a cool...
Yeah.
That's the noise it made.
Yeah.
That hurt my throat. I can't do that again.
Hey, whoever directed those movies, he's been thrown in the Lockie.
Yeah, the third one's horrible, though.
Yeah.
Anywho, don't watch the third one, kids.
Don't watch any of them.
So, Jesse immediately called the police, who told him to stay inside. The lady at dispatch kept me on the line the whole time and said, "Don't go out there, eh? Because it could be dangerous." They sent 7 units, and the helicopter was flying around.
Good night.
And they sent a canine unit out there, and they searched the truck, and there was nobody in it, Jesse said, eh?
Beauty.
Police said sometime Sunday afternoon the truck was used in a gas theft at a Shell station.
The Shell, you say?
On Bonaventure Drive. So they basically stole the guy's truck to go steal gas for it.
Yeah. Because they knew they were going to steal it again. They wanted it to be full of gas.
Sure. The truck was returned with a full tank of gas. Just when things couldn't get any stranger for Jesse and Jade, their truck went missing again that night. Under an hour from when the police had been at the home to investigate the return of the truck, the couple looked outside and saw it was gone again. They're getting punked by somebody.
Something. This sounds like something my brother would do to me.
Jesse called his friend to see if his friend could park the... Hey, you know what, eh?
Yeah, beauty.
It's hard to read when you don't use the words, eh? Jesse called his friend to see if his friend could park a vehicle in front of our truck so it couldn't be moved. And then he called the locksmith, Jesse said. Jade said, rather.
His friend said, "No way, man. They just stole my car to take my truck. Yeah.
So that was about 15 minutes he was inside, and he came back out, and the truck was gone again, eh? I couldn't believe that it was actually gone," Jesse added. That was a lot of coming and going with a truck.
You got more.
I know, I'm working on it.
Man, that truck is gone. It came back. It's gone.
It comes back.
It's crazy.
The truck's crazy?
Yes.
Calgary police officers told a Global News crew in the city's southeast that the truck had been recovered Tuesday morning. The situation has been frightening for the family with all their keys missing and fear of who is watching their movements so closely. I was terrified, eh? We didn't sleep a wink last night.
Beauty.
We've been up all night, and if someone that brave...
Beer.
If someone's that brave to come steal a truck in broad daylight, eh?
Hoser.
Driving around Calgary and stealing gas. You don't have to keep interjecting, okay? I'm really struggling on my own. Come back again at 8 o'clock at night, not even 2 in the morning when everyone's asleep, Jade said. God, that was a lot. Jade needs to shut up. A Calgary police spokesman confirmed the Stevens account of the ordeal.
Well, those Calgary people, they need to keep an eye on their... what if they'd had, like, a LoJack? Or is that only for low riders? You get a hijack if you have a truck?
Yeah. Well, couldn't they just use like OnStar or something to figure out where it was?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't have that, eh?
Beauty.
Maybe Calgary. Hey, why don't you just move on?
Headline is, woman accused of hitting coworker in head with a barcode scanner.
Beep.
You know those old things that they use like at the Walmarts? You know, if you got have a big bag of like dog food you don't want to take out of the cart, they'll come around there and shoot it with that little gun.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I think most people don't need that explanation.
A Lebanon woman is accused of hitting a coworker.
Well, that's not far from us at all.
No, it's not our Lebanon.
Oh.
Is she's accused of hitting a coworker in the head with a barcode scanner at work, causing a severe head injury.
Oh!
It's a no sale on the register when she did it.
Hold on one second.
State police say Glory Centron Segarra, age 27, was charged with aggravated and simple assault and harassment after the incident Friday morning at Ingram Micro in Union Township.
Yeah, you know, Ingram Micro is part of the Ingram companies here in the Nashville area.
Oh, you're associated with those folks a little bit.
I had been.
Yeah.
And Ingram Micro is in Memphis. Now
it's a tiny little building.
It's a little microscopic building. So they have a location in Memphis is one of their main hubs. And I don't know if this is that one, and there's a Lebanon.
No, it wasn't Tennessee. I've forgotten where it was.
Kind of funny because it doesn't really say here.
No, it doesn't. Well, it does up here say Union Township. Anyway, she's accused of hitting a 22-year-old coworker in the head several times. So she just didn't hit her. She went pow, 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 pow. hit her, and I believe it's not in the story, but I think she's shown the laser in her eyes, tried to blind her too.
She's shown?
Yeah, she what do you say? She shot her eyes with the laser.
She beamed her in the head with a laser?
Yeah. The victim suffered severe head trauma and was taken to Penn State Health, police says. So it's in Pennsylvania. We finally figured it out. We solved the mystery. Either that or they flew her states away.
Try to get that noise right, so.
Centron Segura. She went pow 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 pow. Centron Segura was taken into custody without incident and was released from Lebanon County Prison on $50,000 bail. Craig,
what?
All that with
they make a $50,000 bill?
Not a bill, a bail.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, I pity the headline. Russian man dies after posing for photo with hand grenade.
It's not funny, but it is weird.
What could go wrong? A Russian man has died after he pulled the pin out of a hand grenade and posted photographs of himself holding it. Alexander Sasha Chechnik, was killed instantly in the city of Labinsk.
Well, yes. If you're holding a hot hand grenade, it's usually instant.
Yeah, well, if you let go of the little trigger grip thing. Yeah. Hey, I met a Russian guy this past week.
No, you did not.
There is a raven with a pin kick on his head.
That's him! Yeah, I took my daughter's car to get fixed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And the guy, is it going to go on for long? Because I got to tell the story. So this guy was a Russian guy, was fixing it. I don't need the random thing. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I was clearing up something on my screen.
Oh, so, that was my story. Anyway, so Alexander the Russian was killed instantly in the incident. According to the local news outlet, the man had sent a text to a friend, including a picture of the grenade in his hand with the pin pulled out from the device.
And I saw that photograph.
Lying nearby.
It was creepy.
Because you know what's about to happen.
Yes, yes. It was really creepy.
In the text exchange, the man's friend asked him where he is and if everything's okay.
It depends on what you mean by okay.
Boom.
He replied, posting the photograph of the grenade. Listen, I don't mess around. His friend then replied before following up with, where are you? To which they received no response because he went boom. According to Russia's Interfax News Service, police have launched an investigation into the illegal trafficking of weapons and ammunition. Well, they could just search all of Russia for that, probably. A source who spoke to Interfax, that's a fax that's inside.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the outer fax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, the guy did not manage to insert the pin back in. The explosion broke him in half.
It says that's not funny.
It says the explosion broke him in half. Police believe Chechik expected the grenade would not explode as long as he didn't throw it. This is a guy who has a failure to understand the way grenades
exactly.
work.
Exactly. Somebody should have told him how it happens. He thought as long as you didn't throw it, he probably set it down gently with the pin
right,
removed.
Right, right, right. Which really begs the question, why?
I don't know.
He had also sent pictures to other friends and police, have categorized his death as an accident, not suicide, according to the agency East to West News.
Well, this brings to mind a story from my childhood. And this, I was young. I mean, I'm talking like 4 or 5. I was at a friend's house. And they had one of these phony grenades. It was a real grenade, but it was empty. You know, people used to sell them as paperweights and whatnot.
And you hope that they had actually drilled them out and they were actually
empty.
No,
but he told me this story about how his dad had found it in Vietnam when he was serving and brought it home as a souvenir. And then he picked it up and he said, don't ever pull this. And he pulled the pin out and he went, oh, and I have never ran so fast in my life. As a kid, scared me to death.
Because you didn't know he'd already...
No, I didn't know. I thought it was real. I didn't know that it was a
phony
one.
You were kind of a stupid kid, weren't you?
No. I believed him. He was older than me. Headline is, man crashes car to highlight dangerous intersection.
I just want to show how dangerous this is.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to crash my car. No,
go ahead.
That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean go ahead? I'm talking about the guy.
I'm a little sleepy tonight.
Have you had any sleep lately?
No. Okay.
Since you started selling drugs to children, you've been really sleepy.
That's not funny. Claremont, Florida. Authorities say a man angered over people driving dangerously through a busy intersection appeared to intentionally cause a crash there to highlight the problem. The Commercial Concern reports, actually it's the Daily Commercial.
Either way, they were concerned,
they
so they
were
reported
concerned.
It.
They reports that 61-year-old Bruce John Homer.
Oh, good grief.
Homer.
Are you talking Homer's boy?
Yes, old man Homer's boy. Told Lake County Sheriff's Office that deputies who responded to the Sunday afternoon accident that said that he was frustrated law enforcement wouldn't crack down on people running through his stop sign at his intersection. The driver of the SUV that was hit says Homer pulled out in front of him as he was going through the intersection. The driver also says that Homer approached him after the crash, telling him he had run the stop sign and law enforcement won't do anything until someone dies.
So I'm going to make sure I kill somebody.
See that? See what happened? I ran that stop sign. Did it on purpose.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, this next one?
Did it deliberate.
Hey, this next one?
Uh-huh.
Hey, you want to hear about it?
Yeah. Well, not really.
You want to know about the? This is a funny one.
Yeah, okay, good. Maybe I do need that.
These are the same kind of people that think that we didn't land on the moon.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
It's not.
Hey, ready? Ready? I pity the headline. A flat earther's plan to launch himself in a homemade rocket has been postponed again.
Again.
By now, Mike Hughes should have already proved that the earth was flat.
Let me stop you for a second, because you talk as if I don't believe we actually landed on the moon.
I'm sorry. This is up there with people thinking that we faked the
Stanley Kubrick has proven it.
No,
and,
he hasn't.
And yes, and confessed.
He's dead.
Well, yeah, that's why. No, if had whatever. He not confessed, he'd still be alive.
Here's the thing, Felix. Okay? It's clear we went to the moon.
Duh.
And
okay.
That was the actual moon landing footage.
No, it was not.
It was,
and, no,
too.
Let me explain you something, because I learned something this
let
week.
Let me explain you something.
I learned something about it this week. NASA was afraid that if it was live footage, something would go wrong and all of America would see this horrific accident. That's the main reason they
That's
did
That's a great story if you want to believe it.
It's true.
You'd make up anything.
Have you seen The Shining?
I have seen The Shining.
Okay. I mean, just look at The Shining.
Not really sure why The Shining has anything to do with
Because Kubrick took that opportunity to tell his story, to kind of clear his conscience.
Yeah, you watched that tinfoil hat documentary talking about how it all connected somehow. And you know what I saw? A bunch
what?
Of blubbering boobs on screen talking about crap like they knew.
I believe Kubrick. I mean, I believe him over the government. Of course, I believe you over the government. I believe everybody, pretty much. Anyway, where are we going? What's this? What happened?
Darn
it.
I was already said Mike Hughes should have already proven that the earth was flat. That was according to his original plan, which had been to launch himself 1,800 feet high last Saturday in his homemade scrap metal rocket.
1,800 feet? I can throw a football that far.
Right over that mountain.
Back in 82, I could.
So 1,800 feet high last Saturday in his homemade scrap metal rocket over Amboy, California, an unincorporated community in the Mojave Desert, along historic Route 66. From the sky, he would snap a picture to prove that a conspiracy of astronauts fabricated the shape of the Earth.
Now,
because somehow he's going to be high enough to do that.
That's what I was about to say. He's gonna offer proof from 1,800 feet?
Yeah, right. Don't airlines generally even fly higher than that?
Yes, they go a full mile up.
Okay, so anyway, first, the Bureau of Land Management told him he couldn't launch his rocket on public land.
He said, I told you, they don't want to know the truth.
Even though Hughes insisted that the federal agency had given him verbal permission more than a year ago. Well, they said a year ago I could do it.
Right.
A BLM spokeswoman said its local field office had no record of speaking with Hughes and that he had not applied for the necessary special recreation permit to hold an event on public land. Someone at our local office reached out to him after seeing some of these news articles about the launch because that was news to them, BLM spokeswoman Samantha Storm said. Her name's Samantha Storm.
She should be a weather person.
But no, a superhero. That same day, Hughes's motorhome / rocket launcher broke down in the driveway.
She could be a superhero, but she's really a weather person as her disguise.
So, you interrupted me for that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm writing a story.
It broke down in the driveway, he said in a YouTube video filmed on Thanksgiving titled Mad Mike Hughes Flat Earth Rocket Update Canceled. But the launch was not canceled, contrary to the video's caption. Instead, Hughes said he was moving it to a private property, albeit still in Amboy, and that it would take place sometime in the coming week.
Amboy. That's Savannah Storm's sidekick.
Amboy.
Amboy. <Yeah. laughs>
It's still happening. We're just moving it 3 miles down the road, Hughes told the Washington Post on Friday as he hauled the rocket to the new spot in Amboy. I don't see the launch happening until about Tuesday, honestly. It takes 3 days to set up. You know, it's not easy because it's not supposed to be easy.
Have you seen a photograph of this rocket?
Yes, I have.
Would you get in that thing? I wouldn't get in. I wouldn't even sit in it, much less let somebody light the fuse.
Evil Knievel's looked more space-age than this guy's rocket.
Wile E. Coyote's looked more space-age.
That is awesome. Anything from Acme Supply would have been better. Hey, you know what?
What?
It's time for you to get going on this. You know why?
Why?
I love donuts.
I love donuts, too.
And you know what?
But there's really only one. Krispy Kreme. You keep all the others. I want Krispy Kreme. That's it.
And I've said before, at the prices they're asking for them, they can keep them.
No, they're worth it.
$12
a dozen.
They're
worth 10 times that.
$12 a dozen.
Absolutely.
No.
They're
about $12 a dozen.
No. Yep. If you buy them singly, they are.
Nope.
One at a time. They're not $12 a dozen.
Well, look it up while you're
you
talking.
You do that.
You tell the story. I'm going to look
it up. I bought a dozen recently. Believe you me. I bought a few dozen. Anyway, headline is, Donut Shop Faces Backlash After Creating Manson Donut. A donut shop in Portland, Oregon faced backlash on social media for posting a picture of a frost-laden donut bearing the image of Charles Manson after the serial killer died. Voodoo Donut, which we've covered them as something else before.
Voodoo Donut.
Voodoo Donut took down the photo before reposting it with the caption, "Not celebrating villains die too." Following even more criticism, the store removed the post entirely. At Voodoo Donut, this is somebody tweeted from Tweeters. At Voodoo Donut.
Tweeters from Tweeters?
Yeah, at Voodoo Donut, you might want to rethink about having a donut named after a cult leader and a white supremacist who wanted to start a race war back in the 60s. It's really in bad taste. I really hope the families of the victims can finally have some peace. One person posted on Twitter. Voodoo Donuts has a history of paying tribute to celebrities after their death confections. They call them obituary donuts. Sarah Heiss, a spokeswoman for Voodoo Donuts, told Vice. And I've included a photograph of this donut on the story.
The donut with Charles Manson?
Yes.
That looks more like a pillow.
And it wasn't a swastika in his head?
Yeah, it wasn't an X. It was a swastika.
Yeah, they've got an X in this guy's head.
Okay. I was off a couple bucks, but a dozen of the original glazed donuts cost $8.
Yes, that's more
like it. A dozen
of
other varieties cost about $9.
Yes. Yes, but if you go through it, you go through at happy hour, you get two boxes for $8.
I'm never happy.
Boy, anytime I see that hot dog donuts now, I am happy.
Every time you see hot donuts, no matter where you are.
No, only at Krispy Kreme. The only donuts.
Hey.
Yeah.
Headline says, Mom demands school ban Sleeping Beauty because she didn't consent to being kissed.
What do you think about that? How's that make you feel?
She could lay there dead the rest of her life. Or she could let a guy kiss her and wake her up.
Thank you. She was dead, for Pete's sake.
Or how about...
She was in a very big coma.
Or how about the fact that it's made up?
It's not even real.
It's not even real.
Sleeping Beauty wasn't a real person.
And what? Here's the thing. This lady's being very presumptuous. What if Sleeping Beauty technically... The real thing? What if she was hideous, like a warted up frog or something?
Oh, that's true.
Then the guy wouldn't want to kiss her. He did it to do her a favor.
Absolutely he did it to her a favor.
Mom needs to be quiet.
Hello, Mom.
Mother of two, Sarah Hall, from Northumberland Park, says the fairy tale promotes unacceptable behavior, which should not be read to young children.
Please. Maybe she's talking about the poison apple. That is unacceptable. You do not give out poison apples.
No, it says
apples.
Didn't consent to being kissed, is what that says.
My bad.
She argued it teaches children that it's okay to kiss a woman while she's asleep. Matt Lauer said it was okay. So did Kevin Smith. No, I'm sorry.
No,
it wasn't
you
a woman. It wasn't a woman, actually.
Stop it. You're good.
She's asleep. Who else said it was okay? John Lasseter said it was okay.
Weisenberg.
Weinstein said it was okay.
Weisenheimer.
Weisenheimer, I'll buddy a necktie. She argued it teaches children that it's okay to kiss a woman while she's asleep, which Bill Cosby says is not acceptable.
Did you say Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Stop it. We're going to get in trouble.
Doodly-doo. Doodly doo, got some pills for you.
You go ahead and eat your Jell-O pudding, Bob.
Hey, it makes you feel that way.
She says, Ms. Hall was reading a school book with her son, Ben 6, which was based on a traditional story. She said, I think it's got specific issues in the Sleeping Beauty story about sexual behavior and consent.
So she's never read Sleeping Beauty before until she's reading it.
She just now wants her 15 minutes.
That must be it.
It's about, I lost my spot. It's about saying, is this still relevant? Is it appropriate? She said she's worried about what message the tale, which features a prince waking up a princess by kissing her, sends impressionable youngsters.
She was in a coma. She couldn't approve or disapprove.
Not to mention the fact that when I was a child and heard the story or saw the movie, I never once, you know what I thought of?
My wife, Camille.
No, you know what I thought of immediately after I saw him kiss this woman that was asleep?
What?
I thought,
oh, she's got morning breath.
That or cooties or what's for lunch, Mom.
Hey, there you go.
I never really cared.
I didn't like these stories as a kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, nobody asked. The 40-year-old left a comment in her son's record book and contacted the school to ask if books featuring it could be taken out of circulation for younger classes. She said, in today's society, it isn't appropriate. My son is only six. He absorbs everything he sees. He's like, he's made of a sponge.
See, SpongeBob.
Yeah. I can't do a SpongeBob voice. And it isn't
Patrick.
As if, it isn't as if I can.
Patrick.
Yeah. I can't
hey,
do it.
Patrick. That's not bad.
It's not good.
It's better than yours.
Yeah, it's true. And it isn't as if I can turn it into constructive conversation. This is a woman who wants 15 minutes.
I don't know what she wants, but she gets on my nerves. People like this, you know.
She needs to shut up and have a Charles Manson donut.
Manson, yes.
Just shut up and have a Charles Manson donut and make her feel better.
If I can talk, political correctness gets under my skin.
Just say PC for now because you can't have a...
Almost slipped up there.
I thought I lost you with Bill Cosby.
I almost did. Yeah, I know what you're trying to do, too. Headline is, we're going from Voodoo Donuts to...
this is disgusting. Why would they make this?
To Cakescape. This is gross, isn't it?
This is disgusting.
Headline is, bakery makes cakes with poppable pimples. The bakery in question is called Cakescape, located in Malaysia, of all places. And according to a piece by Mashable, about 20 cakes adorned with pimples were ordered in the past year. That's more than one a month, Craig. I just did that in my head.
All by yourself.
Yeah. But the number seems to be growing based on people simply being way too fascinated over the chance to extract a cake pimple. I used to get cake pimples.
Does it squirt like a white icing?
Yes. Some of you may recall the pimple-popping cupcake that went viral last year. Yes, I do remember that. So gross, yet so fascinating. But if you're new to the pimple-popping craze...
Yeah, quit saying pimple-popping.
You can thank internet celebrities like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yep, I've seen those videos. That's disgusting. You seen those videos?
No, I haven't.
Lady taking a syringe and like injecting them in the pimples and then taking a little tool and popping them on the...
Known professionally as Dr. Sandra Lee, a dermatologist. She has her own YouTube channel. You can look that up. It shows extractions and currently has nearly 3 million flipping subscribers.
Why would I want to look that up?
I don't know why anybody would want to look that up.
Hey, you ever go digging around your stomach looking for coins? So you
never. I dig around the couch cushions.
Okay, headline says, I pity the fool. Stunning, what you talking about, headline? I forgot about that one.
That's a good one.
Stunned surgeons find 263 coins in a man's stomach.
That's disgusting.
The 35-year-old had kept his bizarre eating habits to himself, but surgeons found 263 coins, 100 nails, and razor blades. Dozens of razor blades?
Now, he wanted the nails and the razor blades back, but he told the doctor that he could keep the change.
Maksud Khan was rushed into...
Shaka Khan.
Khan!
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Mexican.
Mexican. Mexican. Mexican. Was rushed into surgery at Sanjay Gandhi Hospital in Santa Maria Pradesh with severe abdominal pains.
He didn't have low iron, that's for sure.
No, he had plenty of iron. Yeah. Dr. Priyank Sharma, who led the surgical team, said the patient was complaining of stomach pain, so we thought of getting an endoscopy done.
That's not how she said or he said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The patient was complaining of stomach pain, so we thought of getting an endoscopy done. We were shocked to discover coins, nails, and nut bolts in his stomach. He said it was the first time he'd seen anything like it in his career. Mr. Khan's family think...
Mr. Khan,
he began eating metal objects after developing depression, but said he did not inform anyone of his bizarre eating habits.
Did you ever see that
I'm
show?
I'm depressed. I'm going to go eat some nails.
Did you ever see that show, My Bizarre Habit or whatever?
I have seen some of that.
My Strange Addiction. That's what it was.
Yeah, those shows weird me out.
Oh, man. That lady ate like
did
a
you
roll.
Say old man?
Yeah, I did. That lady who ate a roll of toilet paper every day.
That's weird.
A guy that ate laundry lint.
Yeah, that's just... anyway, doctor
said... What's the weirdest
said,
thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know.
Well, come on. You got to eat something.
Eat normal food.
I accidentally had a sardine one time.
No, I don't want to do that.
It was bizarre and disgusting.
I've had snail. I've had escargot.
Well, that's weird.
I guess.
Yeah.
Depends
was it?
The,
chewy?
The restaurant I went to was in Nashville, the Stockyard, and it was really good.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get past it in my mind going... I'm eating a snail.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if I'm stuck on a desert island and there's nothing else around to eat, I'm going to eat some escargot.
Well, I also had a tentacle, like octopus.
Ugh.
And the funny thing about that is
rubbery.
People act like it's something great. You could get a dog toy and get the same enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, I've heard.
It does not. It's there's no flavor. It's just dumb.
It's the exotic idea of eating an octopus.
I like the rest of the bento box. It was good. But that one part was like, can you just, I'm sorry, was this an eraser? What am I supposed to use this for? It's about like that. It's just like, it looks like you like a rubbery sort of.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Anyway, Mr. Khan, his family thinks he began to eat. I told you about that.
Yeah.
After developing depression.
Right.
Doctors said Mr. Khan,
Shaka
worked
Khan.
As a driver and would often swallow coins given to him by customers. That's disgusting.
Here's your tip. Thanks. I'm very hungry.
He'd been complaining. Don't thank you very much. He'd been complaining about of stomach pains
instead
for
3 months.
Instead
of a dollar bill, do you have four quarters?
They said it was stomach pains for 3 months?
Yes.
Don't you think he knew what it was? Do you think he was pooping them out or something?
Probably before this.
Fortunately, doctors believe there will be no lasting damage to his internal organs. One of the doctors said, the operation was done in the nick of time.
The nick of time.
As some of the nails lodged and had pierced his stomach, causing bleeding and resulting loss of hemoglobin. Remember that?
Did that really good.
Hemoglobin.
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 That starts Def Leppard song,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Gluten, globin, hemoglobin. Khan has told doctors that he will never ingest metal again. He's going to move on to plastic.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what, you know, people say. Oh, doc, I'll never eat metal again. Thank you. Headline is, trio of bears have a fun night out at Taco Bell.
I had Taco Bell for lunch.
Did you have a Doritos taco?
No, I had a regular taco and a Burrito Supreme.
No matter what I get, when I go through Taco Bell, I always leave with a Doritos taco.
I know.
If I get the box and it doesn't have a Doritos taco in it.
There's a poster of you on the wall.
Order the box and a Dorito. Got to have them. It's just like explosion of flavor.
What if you got
And they're so healthy.
What if you go to the store and get like the Kroger and get you like a little like lunch bag full of the Doritos?
Yeah.
And go get a regular taco and just stuff them in the taco.
That's too much. That's not easy. Too much work. There's nothing like heading
outside the $5 box, my friend.
Make a run for the border. There's nothing like heading to a Taco Bell for a cheesy stuffed burrito after a night out with your crew, whether you're human or a bear. A trio of California bears took an opportunity to grab a fourth meal, trademark, after dark. Unfortunately, their fun was cut short when a sheriff spotted the mischievous bunch and chase them out of the area, Craig. They probably just wanted one of those Doritos tacos like I was just talking about.
So, for some reason, and this is just the way my brain works, and everyone that listens to the podcast...
I wasn't aware that your brain worked.
That's what I'm going to say here. Some reason, I cannot explain why. Maybe it's just the keying on the word bears. I thought this was going to involve gummy bears. I saw gummy bears in there somehow.
Well, if you want to discuss sugar-free gummy bears, I'm always open to that.
Talk about the sugar-free gummy bears and what they do
yeah,
to your system.
Exactly.
So go back to these Taco Bell bears.
Okay, there's a video out of it somewhere. And in the video, the sheriff says, what are you guys doing? And soon, one of them begins to make a run for it, prompting the others to haul butt as they...
Well, he was making a run for the border.
Yes. Yeah, because that's safe. You know, the wall's not up yet.
No, that was their slogan.
But they knew the fuzz was right on their tail.
They've got fuzz on their tail. They're bears.
the Placer County Sheriff's Office wrote in Facebook post, well, our resident bear whisperer, Deputy Nevins, was at it again last night in Tahoe City.
Nevins!
He was patrolling in the Lighthouse Center when he encountered these three little bears. Looks like the second one was trying to get into the trash can. We love how they all gathered up and took off together. Here come the cops, run!
So they got nothing out of the Taco Bell?
Good thing he didn't call the mother bear.
Boy, if she showed up, it'd be all over.
Forget about that. Put that gun away, man. You better get out of there.
Hey.
Yeah.
I pity the headline. Amazon Echo starts a house party while the owner was away. I've got an Amazon Echo Dot. I got the little cheap one that people like me can afford.
Yeah.
But
don't they do everything the bigger one does, pretty much?
Yeah,
it just sounds different.
They've got a horrible speaker.
Yeah.
And what I do is I just link it to a Bluetooth speaker,
yeah,
and it sounds good. And I was telling you, it turns my tree off and on. It turns my lights on the front porch off and on.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes, I like it.
I play
it.
Music through it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get her to tell me a joke.
Yeah. I hope her jokes are better than Siri's.
They're pretty good. And also...
Do they know each other?
No. Also, we don't talk about the other one when we're around.
Oh, good.
Another thing.
What if you said, hey, Siri, and then Alexa
I'll report back and let you know.
And got angry.
But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
You do like the naps like I do.
Oh, boy.
On mine, I've got a rain on a tin roof.
Oh.
And I've got another one called windy trees, where it just sounds like the wind blowing through all the leaves in the trees.
That reminds me of the can of spray we used to have it in high school called windy breeze.
That's something different.
You spray it under somebody's door, and boy. You talk about clear, that clears a place quicker than a fire alarm.
Would it, I mean, if it's okay with you.
It looked like air freshener. You know, it said windy breeze. Do you remember that?
Yes. If it's okay with you, I want to get to the story about how the house party got started by the Amazon.
Go ahead.
Smart assistant speakers are supposed to make a user's life easier by providing useful information, controlling smart home functions, and doing other things that we're too lazy to do. However, Amazon's smart assistant Alexa had plans of her own and decided to throw its own party in the early hours of the morning.
Party time.
The fiasco led the police to forcefully enter the house to shut it down, which may sound hilarious and worrying at the same time. Oliver Haberstroh, who lives in Hamburg, said that his Amazon Echo decided to play music at full volume and nobody was present at home to control the speaker. Now, didn't our friends of ours, we don't have one of these,
yep.
It did something similar, it would just kick
well,
out music?
Well, no, the husband in the situation told it to...
Oh, he was doing it remotely or doing something weird.
Told it to awaken his wife while he was out of town and
she
make scary stories.
She had it coming. The music was loud enough to wake up the neighbors, who then started knocking on the door and ended up screaming at the empty apartment. The residents were then forced to call the police, who eventually broke down the door to find the Amazon Echo playing loud music. Do you think the Amazon Echo was dancing around, had some
yes,
chips and beer?
That's how I see it.
And just kind of frozen.
It was
its track.
Probably floating. You know how?
Yeah, it just kind of frozen its track.
Yeah, and it stopped.
The smart assistant speaker started playing music between 1:50 a.m. and 3 a.m. and was forcefully shut down by the police. Upon Mr. Haberstroh's return, he found a new lock on his door and visited the police station to obtain the new keys and a hefty locksmith bill. While I was relaxing and enjoying a beer, Alexa managed on her own without command, without me using my mobile phone, to switch on at full volume and have her own party in my apartment, he wrote on Facebook. She decided to have it at a very inconvenient time between 1:50 a.m. and 3 a.m. My neighbors called the police.
Well, I tell you, you got to watch those things. You remember you ever see a movie called 2001?
You don't actually have to watch them. You can just sit there.
What
in the
was
room
his name?
Them.
Hal?
Yeah. Hal 3000?
Hal 2000.
But you don't understand how they work. You don't have to watch them. You just sit in the room with them and you
there's
just.
There's no screen?
No, you just talk
oh,
to them.
Oh, okay.
Now, the new Echoes that are coming out have a screen. Those are just vain and stupid.
I think they're pretty cool.
No, the ones that have the picture on the screen.
Yeah, I like
isn't
that.
Why you stand in front of it with your new dress and see if you look pretty in it?
I don't wear dresses.
That's not what I hear.
Headline is, you ever get so frustrated? You know, you've heard of people writing these weird checks to the IRS.
I remember a guy wrote one
on a t-shirt and said the IRS took the shirt off my back, sent it in.
Right.
Well, this man, headline is, man tries to pay ticket with pennies, but he ends up getting choked by
now,
the guard.
There was some story we had where a guy tried to go in and pay a ticket or something with change and they wouldn't take it.
Well, yeah.
And I'm thinking,
it's legal
tender.
That?
It's legal tender.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to take it if
yeah.
that's how they want to pay.
Yep.
Not in Royal Oak, Michigan. When nope. Anthony Seve got a parking ticket in Royal Oak, he wasn't pleased. Who is? When he went to pay his ticket with pennies.
I like him. You don't like getting tickets?
No, I do not. He was turned away, choked, and then had an accident. His attorney claims.
You know, it said he defecated himself.
I don't think that in everyday course of business, we poop our pants. Oh, wait a second. You know what? Since we've got this, and I don't think we have any other time to play it this episode, I'm going to go ahead and...
I haven't heard this in a while.
I know. So let's back up. Seve went to pay his $10 parking ticket. That's not a lot of pennies. I've seen $10 in a jar.
Yeah.
At Royal Oaks 44th District Court in February, he was told he'd have a $1.75 surcharge on his credit card. So he wasn't happy about that, and he left. His attorney says he came back to pay with rolls of pennies. They were even rolled.
Yeah, they were rolls.
He's on video with the court officers and his bag of pennies, making what his attorneys called a symbolic protest.
Doesn't matter.
There's nothing wrong with that. This is America. He wasn't happy about it. So in symbolic protest, he brought back penny rolls to pay for his ticket. The clerk wasn't too happy about that. They refused to allow him to pay with penny rolls.
I don't think you can.
The entire exchange was captured.
Apparently they did, but...
It was captured on surveillance video, which Marco showed to Fox 2. And the video, which you can watch in the video above, but, you know, we're a podcast, so
yeah.
you can't really see it
well,
here.
Well, they can look up. Everybody look up right now. Do
okay,
you see the
see
video?
It? Okay, here,
right
I'm
going
to hit play. You see Seve there, and the court officer exchanged words. Seve was asked to leave, but it didn't end there. As he was leaving the courthouse with his back to the court officer began to choke him out. Grabbing him, brought him to the ground. Mr. Seve passed out and defecated himself.
Okay, so first of all, that guard needs to be fired.
Absolutely, and I'm sure he has. Seve was then arrested and tossed into jail. with dirty britches.
Yeah.
Now he's suing the Royal Oaks court officer.
He should.
I don't think anyone paying in penny rolls, whether it's a preferred thing to do for a court clerk, warrants this type of assaultive behavior and violation
it's
of
money.
This last sentence, violation of constitutional rights. I agree 100%. He was paying his ticket.
I mean, common sense is it's money. It's currency.
Yes.
Because you're inconvenienced by it, and if I'm doing it to be a jerk or not, it's still money.
If he was trying to
If it wasn't money, they wouldn't have rolls of them at the bank.
Exactly. And he was trying, actually, I mean, he didn't even unroll them. If I was him, I would have poured them all in a bag. You know,
count them.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You know what this means?
It means I can go get a drink and come back.
You actually are getting a drink.
You don't have to tell everything now.
Freaking! Oh, snake hole.
Freaky snake hole.
He said,
freaking!
The snake hole bound.
Listen.
Freaky snake hole.
What does he say at the end?
Freaky snake hole.
You really get
You
going.
Play it again so you can hear it?
No, I want to say, I pity the headline. Headline is?
No.
Oh, that's right.
That's mine.
Family finds python in toilet at Seattle apartment complex. We've had a lot of these.
Yeah.
This is a little short one, though.
Yeah.
Not short snake, short story. A Seattle family found an unusual guest camping out in their bathroom Friday night, a 4 feet long snake.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be 4 foot long?
You would think.
The family called police after their young daughter discovered the snake in the toilet at their apartment complex. That's not a snake. You can take that as you will.
That's not a snake.
Officers worked with the family and the apartment complex. Oh, they worked together at the same office.
That's not it.
Officers worked with the family and the apartment complex. They all worked at the cops and the family worked at the complex together.
Okay, fine.
To remove the snake and keep it safe until Pacific Northwest herpetological. Society could come and claim it. Officials at the Pacific Northwest Herpetological, I like that way better.
Whatever.
Snake guys said it appears to be a ball python, which are non-venomous and would most likely
yeah,
be someone's
they
pet.
Don't need venom. You know why? Because they wrap themselves around your neck
and choke
you out.
Choke you. You're dead. Snoke down.
Headline
snake
is.
Down. We got to snake down.
Man arrested after refusing to explain why he had a human skull in the trunk of his vehicle.
He said because it wouldn't fit in the glove box.
A man was arrested last week after refusing to explain why he had a human skull in the trunk of his car.
Human skull.
An Angels Camp police officer pulled over a vehicle after the driver failed to stop at a stop sign about 11:30 p.m. on November 23rd. Joshua Davis, age 41, of Murphy's, California, was apparently in the passenger seat. But he had previously been driving the vehicle, police said, and he refused to identify himself. The officer noticed that Davis' driving privileges had been suspended and eventually found methamphetamine behind the fuel door of the vehicle and a human skull in a bag in the trunk. Ugh. Huh. Davis was arrested.
Maybe it was the last guy that pulled him over.
Probably. Davis was arrested on suspicion of violating his probation, driving on a suspended license, and possession of meth. And disturbing or removing human remains. No further details were released.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? You don't have a skull in your car, do you? I mean, other than yours when you're driving.
You don't know.
I don't. I'm
like, hey.
What?
It's the Mark Patch Top 10 Christmas Edition.
Yeah.
You're excited. Top 10 best Christmas movies of all time.
My son walked in this afternoon and said, hey, where's Tree at? And I said,
good grief, I'm going to be visibly angry at this list. This is a stupid list.
I agree with maybe half
not,
of these.
They're not Christmas movies.
Oh, some of them really aren't. Yeah, no, but this is printed in Forbes magazine.
And number one just makes me want to punch a kitten. Oh, my gosh. And I love the movie, but it's stupid.
Go ahead. I'll take number 10.
Wait. You, me. Okay, good. Take number 10, and then I'll have
number 10, the classic 1951 adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. You know what? I prefer, what was the one? Scrooged. I like Scrooged with
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And you know the more traditional one that I like, not traditional the way they filmed it, but the traditional story, unlike Scrooged, which was a modern day thing. I love Scrooged, by the way.
Yeah.
Is I like it, nobody else seems to like it. I really like the
Muppets?
No.
I do like that
the,
one.
I just blanked on the director. Anyway, the
Kubrick,
the Jim Carrey, the one from a few years ago, the Jim Carrey one that's it's.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Same director.
Yeah.
I know his name. It's just left me.
Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick. He did. You know, it looks like Polar Express and all those other movies.
Love it.
I love that one. I got it in 3D.
Oh,
it looks really good.
You only need one.
Hey,
yeah.
Number nine. The 1947 original telling of Miracle on 34th. Why don't they say the 1947 version of Miracle on 34th Street, which is a great movie?
Yeah, I don't like the newer one. Even I didn't like it at all.
I liked it with Edinburgh.
Yeah, didn't like it.
I liked it. Okay.
Number eight.
Not a Christmas movie.
Gremlins.
Not a Christmas movie.
Where she tells a story about her dad not falling down the
movie.
Chimney.
Remember it takes
that?
Place during the Christmas era.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not a Christmas movie.
You know what? You bring up a good point.
It's not a story about Christmas.
If we were talking about movies like this that happen in Christmas time, why isn't Home Alone on this list?
Right.
It's better than Gremlins.
It's not really a Christmas movie, but it is closer to Christmas movie than
it's
number one.
It's more of a Christmas movie, yeah. Kevin!
All right. I'm over it now. Number seven. Actually a Christmas movie. Elf.
Probably my
favorite. You know
right
why
now.
It's a Christmas movie? It's about a Christmas elf.
It's awesome. I love it. Number six, The Bishop's Wife.
Now, I only know this in name. I don't know the movie.
I don't either. I've never seen that one.
Number five.
Also a Christmas movie.
Also a Christmas movie by the title alone, A Christmas Story. Fantastic movie. Love that movie.
Now, number four, I have seen. And
number
I have,
four is not a Christmas movie.
I have no
movie.
Idea how they even associate this
in
with
fact,
Christmas.
In fact, the major thing that happened in this movie happened on December 7th. It's about Pearl Harbor.
Number four is 1941. I don't know how that made the list.
Not a Christmas movie.
A good movie. A funny movie.
Now, I do like number three. It's a hybrid.
Love it.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Which in title alone.
They're messing with this with number two, by the way. That's
number two is not a Christmas movie.
They
I don't trust this
us.
List you got it
Maybe
from.
These are movies that the writer saw on Christmas.
So what I was going to say about
Nightmare, as a gift.
Nightmare Before Christmas is great because in title alone, it's before Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie.
Right.
But it's a Halloween movie. It's also a Christmas movie.
It's so good. It's got good music.
It's really more of a
this
Halloween movie.
This is Halloween. This is. I love it.
It's like a gateway from Halloween.
I'm skipping number two. I'm not reading it. Don't say it.
Okay. Number two is
omitted. We're going straight to number one.
Yeah.
It's Craig's favorite.
We will not say what number two is. We'll just say it rhymes with.
No. No hints. I don't want.
Okay,
fine. Because that's ridiculous.
Okay, well, number one is even dumber.
No, number one's not dumber.
Number one is stupid.
It's a very good Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's one of my favorites.
Die Hard. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It is
no,
a movie that takes place during
flick.
A Christmas party.
Yeah.
It is not a movie about Christmas.
But it's a good Christmas movie. I love it.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Oh boy, here we are in December. Four more episodes left this month, I believe. Something like that.
Do we have 5 weeks in December?
I don't know.
Oh no, what am I saying?
Six or eight.
2 a week. Yeah, forget
something. Anyway.
I just got trippy. My eyes started getting weird. I'm busy.
Let's see you on Monday.
Well, we'll talk to you on Monday.
You always gotta have the last word, don't you?
No. Sheboygan.